A boy was killing time, tossing stones when one hit something. Even the grazing sheep froze. Then he looked up and froze too. Drogon's massive wings blotted out the sky, and in a flash, fire rained down. Sheep scattered, some turned to ash. He grabbed one roasted whole, then vanished into the clouds. The next day, in Meereen's grand hall, a shepherd brought Daenerys a bundle. Inside, nothing but charred bones of his sheep. She paid him triple the value, and he left satisfied. But the second visitor silenced the room. An old man, hands trembling, opened his bundle, revealing the tiny, burnt bones of his granddaughter. Gold could repay a sheep, but not a life. And Drogon hadn't been seen in weeks. So Dany made the hardest choice. She led Rhaegal and Viserion into Meereen's underground and chained them in the dark. They roared in pain, but she didn't look back. The Breaker of Chains had just chained her own children. Then came a letter, Robert Baratheon's royal pardon for Jorah, sent to Meereen to turn her against him. When she learned the truth, it was like a dagger to the heart. Her most trusted man had once been a spy for the throne. Jorah begged for forgiveness. She turned him away.
You have until dusk to collect your things and leave this city. If you're found in Meereen past break of day, I'll have your head thrown into Slaver's Bay.
Not long after, she ordered the Harpy statue torn down, provoking the Sons of the Harpy. They lured the Unsullied into a narrow alley, cutting down Grey Worm and killing Ser Barristan. Furious, Ghani gathered the heads of every great family in Meereen. In front of her dragon, they trembled. She was ready to kill the second man when she remembered Barristan's words, "Do not become your father." She lowered her hand. That night, back in her chambers, Drogon returned. After betrayal, after loss, she finally felt a flicker of peace. But dragons can't be tamed. In one leap, he soared into the night sky. And Dany just stood there, watching, her strongest allies gone, and now, even her dragon, beyond her control.